I'll go ahead and start. Good morning. This is a public meeting organized by State Parks to hear from the public about property that we have under consideration for acquisition by State Parks. My name is Darla Gensler, and I'm the Chief of Acquisition and Real Property Services here at State Parks. Let me start quickly so you know how the meeting is going to go with the agenda. So I'm hereby calling the meeting to order. We'll talk about the purposes and process and of this public meeting. There'll be an opportunity under the third agenda item for the public to comment on topics that are not on this agenda. And then we'll move to the main heart of the agenda, item number four, which are the six properties that we are considering accepting, receiving, acquiring here at State Parks. One is in Nevada County, another is Contra Costa County, Mendocino County. The fourth one is in Santa Cruz County, and as well as fifth, and then the sixth one is San Mateo County. And then we'll adjourn. So, on behalf of State Parks, I'm just really pleased to welcome you to this meeting about properties that are under consideration by Parks to add to the State Park system to existing park units. And we welcome your comments today. And I want to send special thanks to the landowners who are working with us to donate or sell properties that they own to State Parks and to our four district superintendents who you're going to meet, and they're going to be presenting the properties today. So, the purpose of the meeting is to, in relationship to new authorities that State Parks acquired that were effective January 1 of 2026. And these new authorities allow State Parks to acquire property under certain conditions to augment existing state park units. This may be an in-holding within a park, which means a property that's surrounded by at least three sides by a park, or it can be an addition at or near the borders. This is not about entirely new state parks. It's all about our existing park units that we're looking at opportunities to expand, enhance. And part of our new responsibilities under this authority include holding a public meeting for the public to comment on properties that we have under consideration. This has to be done well in advance of acquiring a property. So today is the public's opportunity to provide comment on these properties under consideration. There's several ways to participate. One is to speak today and to watch the meeting. You can register for Zoom at a link. I show it here, but it's on the agenda near the top of the agenda page. And you can go on and register and watch it from there. And if you want to speak, you need to be on the Zoom link. You can listen to it live streamed at cal-span.org. You do not have to register for that. And it is a live stream, so it's going right now. And then later today, the fully recorded session will be posted at that site as well. The third way to provide comments is via email or in writing through a letter. Our email address is real.property@parks.ca.gov. And our mailing address is there on the screen, 2241 Harvard Street in Sacramento, but both those email address and mailing addresses are on the agenda as well, which is on State Parks website. And then finally, to learn about future meetings, we'll be doing this several times a year as we're evaluating properties. You can visit public notices, which is under the home tab on State Parks website, which is parks.ca.gov. And notices about meetings will be posted there. You can also send an email to real.property@parks.ca.gov to be added to a notification list so that you'll automatically receive an email notice about any meeting that is being planned. And again, I wanted to talk about the meeting format. We welcome your comments and appreciate the time you're taking this morning to share your thoughts or just to even watch what is being considered. This is a public meeting. We're going to present information about each of the six properties under consideration and invite your comments. There's not a Q&A. We will listen closely to your comments and review all your written comments, any that we receive. And again, we will just appreciate you attending and taking time to do this. Each agenda item has a public comment period. And by that, I really should say each of the properties have their own dedicated public comment period. If we're talking about a particular property, you want to comment on the item, please raise your hand in the Zoom interface, and then you'll be called upon at the appropriate time to speak. Each speaker will have 2 minutes to speak. There'll be a timer on the screen that shows your remaining time. And I want to take a moment to call out Jonathan Barrows and Hank Ogles, the two folks who are managing all this for us today. Behind the scenes, Jonathan will be interacting with the speakers and telling you when it's time for you to speak for those who have raised their hand. And Jonathan's our mastermind from AGP Video working to make all this work for us today. So let me move on to the third agenda item, which is, are there any public comments for items not on today's agenda? And if you want to comment on that, please raise your hand and Jonathan will let me know.
Awesome. Thank you, Darla. Good morning, everyone. As Darla stated, if you would like to make a public comment for any item that is not on the agenda, please raise your hand now. I'll give you a few moments to find that button if you're not too sure where it is, but if not, I'll tell Darla to continue. Give you a couple moments. All right, Darla, it looks like we don't have anyone interested in making a comment at this time. Thank you.
Okay, great. Thank you. So let's begin the heart of the meeting about the properties that are being considered for acquisition. This is the fourth agenda item. So the first one up is a potential acquisition to South Yuba River State Park. This is a park in Nevada County, and we refer to this just for practical purposes as Rush Creek. So let me turn this over to Rich Adams, the district superintendent for the Sierra District, to tell us about this property.
Good morning. Thank you, Darla. This is Rich Adams. I'm the acting district superintendent for the Sierra District of California State Parks. And I'm so excited to introduce this potential acquisition and addition, which would become part of South Yuba River State Park. And the primary access to this area is Highway 49. And just south of the river, we have a parking area for the Independence Trail. And so Independence Trail upriver, we call it Independence Trail East. And then downriver, we call it Independence Trail West. And so the Independence Trail does access these parcels. There are seven parcels, which Darla will show on a map. But we are really excited because this carries forward the vision of John Olmsted, and his Sequoia Challenge, who developed the Independence Trail in the 1970s. And our partner, who I want to acknowledge, is the Bear Yuba Land Trust. And so our local cooperators should recognize this as familiar, the Bear Yuba Land Trust parcels. And we really want to carry this forward and incorporate them into South Yuba River State Park and manage the Independence Trail in perpetuity. So with that, I'll turn it back over to Darla, who will describe a little bit more detail. Thank you.
Thanks, Rich. These are the basic facts about the property, some of which Rich covered. This is in addition to South Yuba River State Park in Nevada County, nearest city, depending on where you want to point, is Nevada City itself. This is nearly 218 acres on seven parcels, and those parcel numbers are listed on the right of your screen. This is an addition to an existing park consistent with our authority, and we are acquiring this for state park purposes. And we're very grateful, as Rich noted, to Bear Yuba Land Trust for offering to donate this property to us. And I'll just note, as Rich said, a number of these parcels include the Independence Trail, which did burn in the recent 2020 fire. I'll go on to a vicinity map. You can see this, the black star is where South Yuba River State Park is. So it gives you some sense if you're not familiar with this area in relationship to Sacramento and Marysville and Truckee. And then this is the map that shows the very specific areas proposed for acquisition. The green areas, the areas shaded in light green, that is the existing state park boundary. And so the yellow areas are the parcels that have Bear Yuba Land Trust, and we are discussing their donation to state parks as an addition to the park. And so they are not all adjacent. These additions are not all adjacent to each other, yet they really enhance and supplement and expand the existing state park. I have a few pictures showing. The first one shows folks in wheelchairs traversing one of the natural trails, I guess you would characterize it, and another picture of Rush Creek. And here is a picture of the Independence Trail, the constructed areas of the trail that unfortunately, much of that burned in the fire, but is going to being planned and to for rebuilding. So with that, let me turn to public comments. Again, if you want to speak about this item, please raise your hand within the Zoom screen. And Jonathan, it's all yours.
Excellent. Thank you, Darla. All right. So if anyone would like to make a public comment on Rush Creek, so located in Nevada County, if you're looking at the agenda, I believe it's item 4A. Now's the time to raise your hand. I'll give you a few moments, and if not, we'll move on. All right, Darla. It looks like we don't have anyone wanting to raise their hand at this time, so we can move on.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
The next item is Agenda 4B. This is a proposed acquisition in Contra Costa County that would be in addition to Mount Diablo State Park. We refer to it as Black Point Slope. And let me turn it over to Clint to describe this proposed acquisition for you.
Thanks, Darla. Hi, everybody. My name is Clint L. Schultz. I'm the district superintendent for the Diablo Range District. From the district's perspective, we're very excited about the opportunity to potentially add this property to Mount Diablo State Park through this proposed donation. This parcel is approximately 101 acres And so it's directly adjacent to the park. One of the key aspects of the property is the Black Point Trail, which already runs along its southern edge. That trail is well used and well loved by visitors, and this potential acquisition would help ensure that the trail remains protected and available for public use in the future. The land itself is primarily hilly chaparral and oak woodland that is very consistent with the surrounding Mount Diablo landscape. Protecting these natural resources would help preserve habitat and maintain the character of the portion of this portion of the mountain. We're very, very appreciative of CMEX and Save Mount Diablo for working toward this donation, and we're excited about the opportunity to potentially add this property to the park, protect it for the benefit of visitors, wildlife, and the Mount Diablo landscape. So with that, I'll hand it back over to Darla to go over to more detail of the property.
Great. Thank you, Clint. So as Clint and we previously said, this it would be an addition to Mount Diablo State Park. It is 101 acres consisting of a single parcel. The number of the assessor parcel number is there on your right. This would be an addition to the park. It touches the boundary directly. And we are acquiring this for state park purposes like those that Clint described. And again, we're just very grateful to CMEX for proposing and offering this donation to us and the help of Save Mount Diablo in these conversations some years ago when this first started being discussed. And as Clint noted, the very popular Black Point Trail is on this property. So this shows a map of where a vicinity map of where Mount Diablo State Park is, kind of slightly northeast of Oakland in the San Francisco Bay Area. And this is Contra Costa County. This is a map showing not quite all, but much of Mount Diablo State Park in the shaded light green. And you can see this property that is being considered is this yellow area, kind of the north west side of the park. And that's where that 101 acres and the trail that's so popular is. I have a couple of pictures of the trail to share with you. There's one, here's another. As Clint said, very, kind of chaparral, oak woodland habitat area. And that's the information and description about the Black Point Slope proposed acquisition and would welcome any comments. Again, please raise your hand in the Zoom screen. And Jonathan, I'll turn it over to you.
All right, thank you, Darla. So it looks like we do have our first hand up. So, Ted, I'm going to allow you permission to speak, and on your screen, what you should see is a notification prompting you to unmute yourself. So I will go ahead and allow you to talk. And I think, as Darla mentioned earlier, you'll have 2 minutes. So AGP will put a timer on the screen, and that's when you know you can start.
Thank you, Jonathan. Good morning, everyone. My name is Ted Clement, and I'm the executive director of Save Mount Diablo. And I'm just so excited about this. And I really want to congratulate, applaud, and thank State Parks with a very special shout out to Darla and Clint. And I also want to thank our good partners at CEMEX. This is a property that Save Mount Diablo knows very well. We worked on this project for a number of years. So again, it's very meaningful to be at this point where we're about to see the property conveyed to California State Parks for addition to Mount Diablo State Park. The property is also very meaningful to me personally. I hike Black Point pretty much every week. It's one of my favorite mountains within Mount Diablo State Park. So I'm on this trail that goes across the CEMEX land. And, whenever in life you can give back to something that means a lot to you, it's just so meaningful. So again, special thanks to State Parks, Darla and Clint in particular, and to CEMEX. We're just thrilled. This is a very lovely property and will be an outstanding addition to Mount Diablo State Park. Thank you.
Excellent, Ted. Thank you so much for your comment. And Darla, it looks like that was the only comment for that item. So we'll
Okay.
pass it back to you.
And I'll just say, let me ask, this is the first time I've worked with this form. Is this showing again on the screen properly? Can folks see this on the
Nothing's
screen?
on the screen right now.
Okay, let me see what I've done here. I think I had unshared. Okay, now is it up?
Yep,
Okay,
that's it.
you can see. Okay, next we'll move on to our third property, which is agenda item 4C. This is a proposed acquisition in Mendocino County that would be in addition to Montgomery Woods State Park. I'm sorry, Natural Reserve Area. And we refer to this as the Atkins Place property. And let me turn it over to Bill to tell us about this property.
Hey, good morning. I'm Bill Maslach. I'm the district superintendent for the Sonoma-Mendocino Coast District. And the Sonoma-Mendocino Coast District, it fully supports this acquisition. I want to recognize Save the Redwoods League, who identified this property and worked with the Atkins owners of the property. And also a special thanks to that family who donated it. This is an increase to the natural reserve of 16%. So it's 453 acres. It's fairly significant addition to the reserve. And as you can see on the screen right now, that is a typical picture of the scenery of the landscape. It's open meadows, oak woodlands, mixed conifer and hardwood with redwoods in the canyons. This acquisition provides an opportunity to work with other partners in the area, local and state and tribal partners, to work on the landscape and provide stewardship in an area that is adjacent to a beautiful old growth redwood grove. So our district fully supports this. And we thank Save the Redwoods League and the family that donated it. Thanks, Darla.
Okay, let me cover a few of the additional facts about the property. As we mentioned, this would be in addition to Montgomery Woods Natural Reserve area in Mendocino County, probably nearest to Ukiah in terms of a city, a town that many would know. It is 453 acres, adding to the park. We are acquiring it for state park purposes. And again, just this is a proposed donation by Save the Redwoods League, to whom we're very appreciative, as Bill said, along with the family. This property, that 453 acres, is divided into eight distinct parcels that you'll see on a future map. Here is the vicinity map. So you can see where the natural reserve is in contrast to Willits, Ukiah, et cetera, in Mendocino County. And this is the map showing in the pale shaded green is the natural reserve existing property. And this shaded in light yellow is the proposed acquisition boundary. So it's on the northwest area of the property. A few pictures of the property. I think this is taken fairly close to the other, but as Bill said, you can see kind of what the terrain, the kind of hilly terrain, mixed conifer and oaks in this picture. Here's some additional shots of like some of the trees up close. And I'll turn to public comment. So, Jonathan, if folks have raised their hand, we can go to that.
All right. Thank you, Darla. So if anyone would like to make a public comment on Atkins Place, please raise your hand now. And if not, we'll move on. I'll give you a few moments to do that. Awesome. I see our first hand. So Valerie Stanley, you should see a notification on your screen, and AGP Video will display the 2-minute timer. But once you see that, you can start your comment.
Okay, go ahead and start. Oh, there we go.
Awesome.
This
Thank
is
you.
Valerie Stanley. I'm the Tribal Historic Preservation Officer for the Sherwood Valley Band of Pomo Indians. Just a comment. I hear a lot with the state parks, tribal consultation. As this project's moving forward, we haven't heard anything about it. And we are one of the most likely descendants of the area. We haven't moved, so let's hope that we get some reach out here to plan some future projects. It's great that you're getting land back, but we, the original people of the land, we have some work we'd like to do on that property as well. Thank you.
All right, Valerie,
thank you,
thank you so much. Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Darla.
No, go ahead, Jonathan. You finish and then we'll go back.
No, you're good. Thank you. Thank you. So Valerie, thank you so much for your comment. And Darla, it looks like that was the only hand we had raised for this item. So I'll pass it back to you.
Okay, great. And, let me go back to share screen. Okay. Can folks see that again? Yeah. Okay. Valerie, thank you for your comment. And Bill or I will be in touch with you, I think, when you, we have your email from when you registered for Zoom. So thank you for your comment. Moving on to the fourth item under the section of the agenda 4D. Now, this would be in addition to Big Basin, Redwood State Park, and Santa Cruz. We're going to have two of these in a row. And but first, let's begin with the Mortenson property, as we refer to it. And I'll turn it over to Chris.
Thanks, Darla. Good morning, everybody. I'm Chris Spohr. I'm the district superintendent for the Santa Cruz District. I'll be introducing the last three projects on this agenda, the first two of which are for Big Basin Redwood State Park in Santa Cruz County. Big Basin is the original state park in the California State Park System, created starting in 1902 and spans over 18,000 acres. Our foundational partner, the Sempervirens Fund, continues to support acquisitions in this park, and we especially appreciate their willingness to work with us on projects following the CZU fire that burned over 97% of the park in August of 2020. This acquisition involves three adjoining parcels that share an adjacent boundary with Big Basin Redwood State Park on two sides in the vicinity of the Saddle Mountain area. The project is consistent with the approved general plan for Big Basin. It provides driveway access to a county road and an operational well. Turn it back to Darla.
Okay. Great. As Chris said, this is addition to Big Basin Redwood State Park in Santa Cruz County, 16.2 acres over three parcels that you'll see in a sec. This is, as Chris said, in addition to the park, we are acquiring it for state park purposes. And this is proposed as a purchase from Sempervirens Fund. And again, just this is part of our reimagining Big Basin Redwood State Parks after the fire process. Here is a map, kind of large regional map. The big star is the state park in question, Big Basin Redwoods, on the just south of the peninsula between San Francisco and Santa Cruz, about midway. Now, this shaded green area, as usual, is the existing park. And here, if you can see my cursor, is where this the three parcels we're talking about are. But if you look at the lower right corner here, that has been enlarged so that you can see a little bit more about what the shape of this acquisition looks like of those three parcels. And For those of you who might have followed it, this property immediately to the south is Norabella, which was just acquired several weeks ago and was announced to the public. And that's, so this is an addition and is adjacent to the new Norabella as well as the existing state park property. Here's a few properties of the Mortenson property. A few pictures of the Mortenson property, rather. And I'll open it to public comments, and please raise your hand in the Zoom screen if you wish to speak. And Jonathan.
All right. Thank you, Darla. So as she stated, if you'd like to make a public comment, now is the time to raise your hand. I'll give you a few moments, and if not, we'll move on. All right, Darla, it looks like we don't have any hands raised at this time, so I'll pass it back to you.
Okay. Okay, moving on to the fifth of our projects, agenda item 4E. This is another addition to Big Basin Redwood State Park in Santa Cruz, and I'll turn this over. Oh, no, and we refer to it as Potter, and I'll turn this over to Chris as well.
Thanks, Darla. So this acquisition consists of a single parcel that shares a boundary with Big Basin Redwood State Park along Little Basin Road at Saddle Mountain. The project is consistent with the approved general plan for Big Basin and also provides driveway access from a county road and an operational well. Back to you, Darla.
Okay, great. As Chris said, this is a single parcel of consisting of 15.1 acres. Addition in Santa Cruz County to Big Basin Redwood State Park. It is an addition to the existing park. We are acquiring it for state park purposes. And again, we're grateful to Sempervirens for acquiring this property and considering selling that to state parks. Let me go on. This is the vicinity map, the same as Mortenson in terms of where the state park lies in the geography south of San Francisco and north of Santa Cruz. This in shaded green is Big Basin Redwood State Park. This is this little yellow area there, which is enlarged below, is the Potter property that is under consideration. The Mortenson that we just looked at was up here. This is Norabella. And that was a recent addition to the park. And then that yellow area is Potter. And a few pictures of Potter. And we welcome public comments. Please raise your hand in the Zoom screen if you would like to speak.
All right. Thank you, Darla. So as she stated, if anyone would like to make a public comment on Potter, please raise your hand now. Give you a few moments to do so. All right, Darla, I'll pass it back to you. It looks like we don't have any hands. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Jonathan. And the sixth of the properties being considered for acquisition would be an addition to Pigeon Point Light Station State Historic Park. We refer to this as Cloverdale Bluffs in or Cloverdale within San Mateo County. And I'll turn this over to Chris to discuss.
Thanks, Darla. Pigeon Point Light Station State Historic Park is one of our coastal units in San Mateo County. It preserves the iconic lighthouse pictured here that is currently undergoing extensive renovations to return public access inside the tower. Pretty excited about that. And we're very pleased to again be working with our partners at Post on a project that would add sweeping coastal vistas and new public access on adjacent lands. The acquisition here includes four adjacent parcels south of Pigeon Point Lighthouse State Historic Park, entirely on the coast side of Highway 1. Additionally, this project includes a small residential parcel north of the lighthouse that shares a boundary on three sides with the Bolsa Point area of the park. The project is consistent with the approved general plan for Pigeon Point. And again, our gratitude working with our partners at Post for this potential project. Thanks, Darla.
So as Chris said, this would be in addition to Pigeon Point Light Station State Historic Park in San Mateo County. It consists of nearly 133 acres, 132.76 over five parcels. This is an addition to the park for state park purposes, and we're very grateful to the Peninsula Open Space Trust for its willingness to consider a donation to state park for of this property. A few notes on this one. Chris mentioned Balsa Point House. We're going to talk about that a little bit when you see the figures. There is an existing agricultural lease that will state parks will be assuming that ag lease that at the time that we acquire it. And finally, Post has been work planning and the continuation of the California Coastal Trail, which is a major effort along the West Coast. And they've been planning the development of the California Coastal Trail on this property, and we will continue to work with Post on realizing that trail. Pigeon Point Lighthouse is out on the coast in San Mateo County between San Francisco and Santa Cruz areas, as shown in this vicinity map. And then, if you can see my little cursor, this area in yellow down here, the long linear area that's on the west of Highway 1, this is the Bluffs property. There's four parcels there. That's about 131 acres. And then this is where Balsa Point House is, also in the State Historic Park property that is surrounded on three sides, and is included in this acquisition, also to be donated by Post to the State Historic Park. And here's some copy. This is a photo that shows the lighthouse, as you saw earlier when Chris was speaking, but it shows a little bit more of the terrace or the bluff area in question that would be donated to us. Here's a little closer up, kind of at the edge of the bluffs in the spring with and you can really see that coastal view with the rocks below in this area again from the bluffs. And this is a picture of the Balsa Point House. It's on about 1.25 acres a little further north in the state park. And let me turn it over to Jonathan for public comment.
All right, thank you, Darla. If anyone would like to make a comment on Cloverdale Bluffs, please raise your hand now. All right, Darla, it doesn't look like anyone has their hand raised, so I'll pass it back to you.
Okay. Thank you, Jonathan, and our four district superintendents, Clint, Bill, Rich, and Chris, for presenting these projects. And I just again want to thank our donors and partners that are have acquired these properties and are willing to have state parks consider accepting them through donation or purchase. Either one is just a great benefit to state parks. And we appreciate the public's time to this morning to listen and provide comment as they wish to these acquisitions under consideration. There's still an opportunity to provide written comments. You can email them to the address shown on the screen. There's also a mailing address. Both of these addresses, email and postal address, is on our agenda. And you can watch a video of this meeting. It should be posted today's, probably within a few hours, on cal-span.org. And it's very clearly identified by its name of, property acquisition. So again, Thank you, everyone, very much for your time this morning. We really appreciate your interest and support of state parks.